Are you ready to dive into a world of captivating stories, laughter, and enlightenment? Look no further than Unfiltered Studios, your gateway to an incredible podcasting experience. Join St. Joe on Nailed It as he explores life's victories, one nail at a time. Petals of Support brings you heartwarming tales that remind us, even in the darkest moments, there's beauty and hope. Get ready to be entertained by the wit and humor of The Sleevey G Show, where interviews are always fascinating. Need a good laugh? Tune in to Refiltered, our comedy podcast that's sure to tickle your funny bone. Discover inner peace and guidance on finding your way, a spiritual podcast that nurtures your soul. Relax your mind and body with Hypno Wellness, your path to a healthier, more balanced life. Love movies? Movie Lovers Unite is your passport to a world of cinematic wonders. Immerse yourself in the magic of storytelling, laughter, and enlightenment as you're taken on a journey through the fascinating realm of movies and television. And don't forget the Stupid History Minute, where we uncover the quirkiest stories of everyday items. Unfiltered Studios is your destination for diverse, engaging content. Subscribe now and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every story finds its voice. Visit unfpod.com today.
What's up, movie lovers? It's your girl, Rossi, and I'm back with another awesome movie review. I have Kristen Duff joining me, and you guys remember her. She came on back in July, and she's a young actress. She has this film that she starred with, starring Eric Roberts. The movie's called Purse, and her and I are going to talk about this film and give it a little review. So let's get it started, guys. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming back and joining us again.
Oh, I'm so happy to join. I am more than happy to be on the show.
Thank you so much. And like we promised you guys, we were supposed to go live last week, and unfortunately, I had a foot injury. So we're doing our Halloween review this afternoon, a special review. So this film is called Purse, starring Eric Roberts. Let's give some other names here. We have Eric Roberts, Kerry Smith, who plays Ella / Melanie. We have, of course, Kristen Duff, who plays Julia. There's Dana Fisher, plays Sarah. Jack McVoy plays Mr. Zimmerman. And of course,
Mr. Zimmerman.
Like I said, Eric Roberts plays William. Okay. So, and this movie was, it was produced, written, directed by Leighton Whitmire. Also, it was co-produced by Bruno Rosato. And this film was shot on location in Atlanta, Georgia, also in the Buckhead area of Atlanta. So why don't you tell them once again how you got involved in this film and just give them a review of that.
Yes. So how I got involved in this film is, so when I was 15 and I was starting my career, it was pretty much like half of a year starting my career, and I met this director named LaDawn Whitmire, and we had a whole Zoom meeting chat together, and she messaged me and she said, "You have something different in you that I haven't seen in a while." And I was like, "Oh, well, thanks. Thank you so much." And after that, she offered me the role of Imani. And I got on that movie. And then after that, Purse, which that was on location as well. And after that, I got a project with Purse as Julia. And she is also a student at Juilliard in this film. And I'm so happy to have played her. It was a lot of fun. I loved it. I love being with the cast. I love being on set. I love Atlanta, Georgia.
Awesome. Absolutely. So so a little bit about the film, guys. Okay, so owning an evil purse brings out the psycho-twisted personality of Ella. Will the past come home to her, or will murder bring her soul at peace? So we have this purse, okay? And this purse is obviously cursed, guys. And it's a generational, like, curse. That's what I'm getting from the film. So when it starts, you have Eric Roberts is our storyteller. And he's telling about this purse and these people, okay? So when I first see the purse, you see the purse with Ella, who is our main character. And she has it shipped to her. She's a designer, and she has a friend that's like a columnist. So she's in the business. She gets this purse, really nice, from like a thrift store. And so that's the purse. And you will see this purse throughout the film because it shows who had it before. You want to talk about the encounter with the older lady that originally had the purse, and she's sitting on a bench. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes.
So there's an older lady, and she's just out and about for a walk. She's sitting on a bench. She's getting up to leave. And there's this guy that comes to mug her, and he takes this purse. So that's the first time that I saw the purse snatched from the older lady, in which she did die. I mean, he hit her pretty hard. She dies. Yeah. And then so that's a reflection of the purse. And then you see Ella, who has this purse. And when you see Ella with this purse at first, it's like, it's obviously normal. There's nothing wrong. She's on the phone. She's talking to friends, and then she ends up making a phone call, and you want to talk about her phone call to her sister, Julia.
Yes. Yes.
So she, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay. You interrupt me then. So Julia is Ella's little sister, and Kristen plays Julia, who is in, what is it, the School of Arts? What is your character?
Juilliard.
Juilliard. Okay. So she's playing an actress in this. And I just have to say, when because I'm watching a film, like, where's Kristen? And then when you finally see her on the phone call, literally, you really light the whole screen up. I mean, your personality, you played you know, smiley, yeah, laughy, just a really awesome character. So that's Ella's little sister. And so at that point, I'm noticing that as time goes on with Ella, you start seeing little changes. Like she like falls asleep on a couch, doesn't realize she's asleep on a couch. She wakes up, she's kind of confused. So I'm confused because I'm like, what's going on? And on top of that, there's this demon that the purse is haunted. So there's this demon that appears with whoever has this purse. And you first see the demon when you see Ella sitting on her couch, and in this mirror that's behind her, if you guys pay attention to this beautifully used mirror behind her, you see the appearance of this demon, and he has this demonic mask on. He has a hood on, and he's just creepy. More than anything that's scary, yeah, it's not bloody. It's just creepy. So you want to talk a little bit about your part or something in particular? We don't have to go in order, but just something in particular about the film?
Sure. I am more than happy. So something that I really liked about the film is I loved the actress Dana Fisher in it. She was so funny. She is hilarious.
Right.
That's one of my favorite parts. Yes. And,
okay, so Dana, that was my favorite part too, because Dana and Ella are really good friends. So there's a phone call because Ella needs to go to Atlanta. And so she calls up Dana. Dana and her are on the phone, and Dana Fisher plays Sarah. And so Sarah's really funny. And that's another thing about the film is you do have some comedic parts in the film, and I'll name some other ones. That's absolutely just hilarious. But her conversation with Ella on the phone and just that, and are you coming? Are you going to come to Atlanta? And she's like, and just her facial expressions. Dana's really funny in the film. And there's another scene where she starts noticing that Ella's just not acting right. And we'll get, you know, not acting her normal self, because Ella's a very kind, sweet, quiet, just a really good good person. And then you see things, you know, change. And this whole time, you see her with the purse. When she goes to bed, there's that purse that's next to her, and she really loves this purse. Anyways, there's another scene. The scene where you have the law student, the kid, that is in his office, and he's writing this letter. I didn't realize it was like a letter that he's going to hurt himself.
Yeah.
At some point, I was wondering, was he the one that came and mugged the woman in the park? Because he looked, I don't know if that's the same guy, though.
Honestly, I was very curious about that, too. Honestly, I have no idea about that part, but it's,
yeah,
like, I love how it has so much conspiracy theories, and yes, even on the cast, besides him, right, we don't know what happened.
Yeah, you don't. You see a part where he's in his office, and he's writing a letter to his mom and dad, because he's mm-hmm. one of those students where they expect the best out of him. He has to be the top in class, yes, in his law class. And so he's sitting there writing a letter. He's absolutely frustrated. As he's writing a letter, he has this glass of water next to him, but there's this little cup of something that he's pouring into the water. So I'm guessing that he's going to off himself. Okay. That's basically what he's going to do. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Then his girlfriend comes in, and his ex, and he's totally upset about the fact that she shows up. She goes in there. He's freaking out. Why are you here? You totally dumped me. And so, before you know it, she looks around and she's like, can you get me a drink of water? Because I just drank that water and I need some more. And he freaks out because it was poison.
Yes.
And so at the end of that scene, you see him grabbing her and crying because she obviously drank something that was going to off her. I'm still trying to figure out, was he the guy that originally mugged the woman and took the purse? Because anyone that has the purse, something bad happens to them.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the thing. And as you're watching the film, you know, Eric Roberts is, he, like I said, he's a storyteller. And then he tells, as he's telling the story, it goes to another scene where you have this hilarious couple, the drunk guy.
Yes.
That scene was him sitting on a couch, absolutely drunk, his head shaking. And it was his girlfriend, who's played by Kaylin Brooks Sam. She plays Elizabeth. That's his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So they're this creepy couple. They're not good. They're scammers. But she has that purse. Okay. So she was one of the owners mm-hmm. of this purse as well. And you have this scene where they're going back and forth because she's obviously selling herself, mm-hmm. because she wants to rob this older guy that she was dating. Do you remember that scene?
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about that scene? It's a funny scene.
Yes. It was a very hilarious scene. I thought, like, was it the scene where Alexis Ostriaco was in it? Yes. There's two couples. Yes.
Yeah, that's the one where he's on a couch drunk and they're talking about a bracelet that this older guy who he wants her to go and date to because they want to rob him because he's really rich.
Yeah.
That scene. Absolutely hilarious scene because they're so funny going back and forth at each other.
Oh, that was so funny. I love their acting. Like, their acting was spot on. They had great chemistry.
They did.
It was good. Yes.
They really did. And I remember seeing them and, like, you think they knew each other forever because she's, like, hitting him in his stomach because he's obviously drunk and he's being an ass. And she's, like, you know, upset because he doesn't seem bothered by the fact that she's going to go and he's setting her up to go rob this guy. But she has this purse, guys, okay? And remember, this purse is cursed. So she goes to the guy's house. Time passes. And I love when she leaves out, he's like, oh, God, thank you. Like, she gets on his last nerve. But that was a funny part as well. But she comes back. She's freaking out. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Of course, the purse is with her. And the guy that she went to see something happened. She said she heard him fall down. He's in his tub dead. So she's freaking out and she's sitting on a couch and she's totally going off on dude. And he's like, he's drunk and he's just not having it. Next thing you know, he's yelling at her and he stands up and she's like, you're just like your father said you were, you know, you're an idiot. You're absolutely stupid. he gets up and he strangles her. He takes a tie and just strangles the hell out of her. And so that's another, because of the purse was cursed, that's another incident that happened because of this purse. So you're getting a journey, you know, of who had this purse first, what happened to them. And I think that's where the law student came in, because he ended up killing his girlfriend because of that. And then we go back to Ella.
Yes.
Yes. And Ella is, gosh, when you really notice something's wrong with her, I like when she goes to Atlanta and she's visiting with Sarah. And they're sitting there having the drinks. Do you remember that scene?
Yes, I remember that.
Talk about that scene. Talk about how she was acting and her hands shaking, drinking. Like,
yes.
Yeah, that's not the Ella that we met in the beginning of the film.
No, that was definitely not the Ella we met. Like, yes, like, but it just seemed like before in the beginning, she's like real happy, real humble, yep, real comfortable. Yep. In the drinking scene, she's real scared. Yes. She knows there's something wrong with that purse.
Yeah, that's right. She does. And I remember there was a scene where when she was in her home and she's sitting on the couch, she's talking to, I think it's after she got off the phone with Julia, who you played. And she's sitting there. And as she turns, you see something walk right by her. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, at that point, you've already seen the demon in the mirror. You see something walk by her, but you don't see her being possessed yet. So you're not sure, you know, if she's possessed or you know, the purse is cursed, but you do see that. So fast forward it, like Kristen was talking about when she's sitting there talking with Sarah, she's not one that drinks. You don't see that in the film with Ella, and you pretty much get a, you know, a gist of who she is. So when you see her shaking, I'm noticing her hands are shaking and she's pouring this martini and she's like, oh my gosh, this is good. And Sarah's like, yeah, it is good. And Sarah's looking at her like, you okay? Like, what's wrong with you? And she's just staring at her. And then she's like, I'm okay. I'm fine. And then Ella grabs her purse and she's staring inside of it. And I remember Sarah looking at her like, what are you looking at? You know, you need to take a break. You need to, something's not right with her. So at that part, you see her whole facial expression changes. You see that she looks just not as well put together as she did in the beginning of the film.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You can say that. But we then find out Ella is a twin.
Yeah, and she has a twin.
What did you think about that when you realized there's a twin named Melanie?
I know. I was astonished when I saw that she had a twin. Like, I knew she had a twin, but it was crazy. Like, that was, like, the twin just came out of nowhere. Yeah. And just everything with that purse did a lot of chaos to people's lives.
It really did. It really did. So there's a scene where it then switches to a scene where you have Melanie now. And Melanie happens to be Ella's twin, identical twin. Well, Melanie had a boyfriend who's played by Roman Jacob Bolin. He plays Michael. Really nice guy, but there's a scene where he's breaking up with her. Really quick, though, before he breaks up with her, before we get to that scene, you see Ella out in her backyard, and she's digging up something, and she pulls up these glasses out of the ground. Then you go to the scene where you see her, Ella, and her boyfriend, Michael, in the kitchen talking. You see him taking off these glasses. So at that point, I'm like, oh, God, she killed him. She killed him. But you're thinking Ella, because you don't realize there's a twin, Melanie. Mm-hmm. Then you meet Melanie because Michael's like, you know, Ella's your sister. She's so sweet. And I got to tell you, I don't want to be with you anymore. You're just not a good person. And then she was really, she did some horrible things to some girl in college that the girl almost wanted to off herself in college because things that Melanie had said. So at that scene, you know, okay, Melanie and Ella are twins, but Ella has to be the evil twin. She has to be the bad one.
Yeah.
Yet you see Ella being taken over in the scene where she's with Sarah having a drink and you know something's not right. So they show the demise of Michael Melanie and Michael are in the backyard and they're talking. And I think they're fixing things up. They're going to, you know, make up and be friends. And then all of a sudden, Michael's just walking and just enjoying the day. And then you hear this gash. And she stabs him in the back. Melanie stabs him in the back. And it, does she not go nuts on him? You want to talk about that scene where she goes nuts on him?
Yes, that was like a whole jump scare when I saw that. When I went to the premiere and I saw that scene, it scared me. I jumped.
Right? Because you're not expecting that. Like you know something happened to him, but you're not expecting that. And I have to say, he did a great job playing that part. And he also did a good job as his reaction to being stabbed. Like I sat and watched him. And I have to say the cinematographer, who is Joseph Walker, he did a great job shooting this because there are scenes in color, and then there are certain scenes where he'll go into a black and white scene, like when Michael ended up dying, and Michael died perfectly. He did a great job at dying. I bought it. I thought that scene was really good, but it does. This movie just has a lot of twists and turns, I do have to say. There's many different storylines going on, telling us about the purse and people that encountered the purse. But to finalize that, we get to our ending, and we'll skip to the ending where what I'm getting from it, and you correct me, Kristen, Ella ends up to get peace. Mm-hmm. She ends up offing herself. Could you see her laying in a bed and you see the scissors next to her? But before that, you see her in this beautiful white dress, and she goes out to this bench and she's sitting next to the demon, and the demon's sitting right next to her. All of a sudden, you see her mouth open and you see her being, you know, the demon taking possession of Ella. So the question is, towards the end, is it Melanie who was bad or Ella? And what I got from it was Ella was possessed and ended up being a killer.
Yes. That's what I was thinking too, honestly. Okay. I think she was possessed and... Because, like, being possessed just turns you into a whole different person. Absolutely. So I would definitely think that she was probably the killer.
I think so, too. I do believe that she was. But I love the fact that when you have the twin sister come into the picture and the way it's set up, she's not nice. Yes. You know she's not nice. Mm-hmm. Melanie's not a good person. And she absolutely hates her sister. And like Michael brings up, every time I'm with Ella, she never brings you up, Melanie. But when I'm with you, you always bring up Ella. So you're thinking, okay, so that obviously is the bad person. But no, Ella gets possessed by a demon, and she's the one that ends up changing. And like it said, to put her spirit at peace, you know, she offs herself.
Yeah.
I like the film. I like the fact that there was twists and turns. I like the fact that they wasn't that great. And there were so many people that you could guess and think, okay, maybe it's them, or even the whole Ella Melanie situation. I liked it. It's one of those where it's a movie where you want to go back and watch it twice. Watch it fully twice, because the first time when you watch it, you may miss certain things. If you watch it a second time, then you can put those things together and you will understand those things. What did you think about the final product of the film?
What I loved about the final product of the film is, especially watching it, and you can watch it multiple times, you like problem solve, and you have to find, it's really cool because you really have to like kind of make your wheels and your brain work and trying to see who's the killer.
Right.
Because that's kind of the whole point of the film.
Right.
But this purse is also possessive.
Yes.
So there's even more of a plot twist. And that's what I liked about it. It was a lot of fun going to the premiere and watching that film. It was awesome.
Well, it seemed like it was really good. And it's LaDon. Is it LaDon?
Yes, it's LaDon.
Okay, I'm sorry. LaDon
Whitmire. Oh, you're good.
LaDon Whitmire. Well, I like to get their names right. LaDon Whitmire, she wrote, produced, directed this film. And I just want to let you guys know another thing. Like, Purse is ranked among the most popular movies streaming on Zumo, Alice Movies, and Zumo's Horror and Thriller channel. So this film is it's a big deal. Like, it got a lot of traction. It did come out in 2021, just to let you guys know. And I watched it on Prime, Amazon Prime. You can also watch it on Tubi as well. I mean, it's everywhere streaming. So you guys need to go check out Purse. Like I said, watch it for the first time. Watch it watch it again, because there are things that you will miss. And the ending, there is a video where I think Eric Roberts explains the ending of the film. And I thought Eric Roberts did a good job. I like the fact that he played William, and he's basically setting up the story. He's giving you the story, and then you'll see him again. And I love how he'll laugh about certain things in the story, but he's your storyteller. So the way that it's set up is really, really good. I thought she did a really good job. Kristen, now let's talk about what you have going on in your life right now. Really quick though, this girl, I want to tell you guys about Kristen. Like she said, she told you how she got to be in this film, but she didn't tell you that she'll go and she's the queen of sitting out her resume to directors, producers, and whatnot. And it worked because they saw that resume that she sent to LaDon, and that's how she got into the film. She sent a resume, and of course, when you see her on screen, you get it, because she absolutely lights up. Like, when she comes on screen, she's just like what you see right now, just really sweet, kind, nice, funny, laughing, all that. So you did a really good job. But now I'll let them, you tell them what do you got going on.
Yes, so that, I love how it's like, yes. So what I have going on right now is, so what I loved about what the Project Purse did for me is it really exposed me. Like, it exposed me to a lot of new people, to making more connections, I've been producing some films lately. Wow. I've been acting a lot lately. It's been really good. I've been getting a lot of auditions, and that is really like the majority of that all started from Purse and my connection of Eric Roberts. And I started my career from complete scratch.
Right.
But that really tells you that you can come from having no experience to being really good at your craft.
Absolutely.
And yes.
Well, I'm just really happy for you. I'm excited for you. She's also been on the cover of a few magazines. There's a teen magazine. Like, she's everywhere, and she's absolutely right. I mean, you can do this, and you really gotta go hard on social media, guys. Sometimes you have to create your own opportunities and go after things and not wait. And that's exactly what she did. She just went after it and just sent it out, and look what happened. And I do agree, absolutely. A movie like this, that's directed, written, and produced by such a talented writer and director and producer, and then to have a name like Eric Roberts, that's huge as an actress. And like she said, to come from nothing, just to start out, because she took the initiative to do that. You guys can absolutely do that, no matter how old you are. If you have dreams, goals, go after it. Do it, okay? Maybe a hobby and then work your way up, but go hard on social media. There's no reason for you not to be able to reach out to people with social media. So I would love to have you come back. Christmas is coming up. If you have a favorite Christmas movie, let's get together and let's do that. And pick the film this time, I watch, okay? And then all right, so let's do that. I'll shoot you a date for December whenever you're available at the same time if you want to. We'll definitely do that, because I love having you on the show, and you've been great for the show as well. People love you on here, and it's great to have an actress that has been in a position where a lot of us actors would love to be, where we have someone like Eric Roberts, who is everything. Yeah. So that's huge. So congratulations to everything that you're doing. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. I hope you guys enjoyed this early review that we did of the movie Purse. Go out and check it out. Kristen, thank you so much. Don't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And you are so welcome.
Thank you so much, Rossi. This is an honor.
Girl, you are welcome. And guys, we are out.